You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Along with the stream of privacy concerns from popular social media platforms, gay dating app Grindr has admitted to data sharing. Of most concern is its sharing of users' HIV statuses, including the date that people were last tested. 3.6 million people use Grindr. When you sign up to Grindr, disclosure of your HIV status is one of the options you can choose to show in your profile. If you decide to disclose that, it has to be public and you have to say when you were tested last. Grindr admits that the most sensitive data is encrypted, but at the end of the day, that data is still data, and if it's going to external parties, it's not ideal. Representatives from Grindr admitted that they never shared data with advertisers and will stop sharing data completely now that they've found out, I'm presuming. We tried to get in touch with the New Zealand AIDS Foundation for a little chat about it and to see what they thought. We weren't able to talk to anyone, but we did get a statement from the executive director, Dr. Jason Myers, who said, "The recent privacy breach on Grindr is deeply unfortunate. It is a serious breach of digital privacy, and the stigma and discrimination surrounding HIV and AIDS mean that the people impacted will be worrying about the potential consequences of their HIV status being shared. Being able to share one's HIV status on dating apps such as Grindr can be considered a step forward. It puts HIV status out in the open for potential partners and enables conversations about HIV and negotiations about sex. This has the potential to break down barriers and reduce HIV stigma. However, users will not have been expecting to have this very private information shared with third parties. The fear that will have resulted shows that organisations like the New Zealand AIDS Foundation still have work to do in removing stigma and fear surrounding HIV." That was Jason Myers. So we didn't get to talk to anyone about that, but it is obviously an issue that's come up. And in this day and age where data is quite valuable in terms of money, I think it's something that we need to be talking more and more about, and possibly having more perhaps restrictions on where that data goes, who uses it, how it's used. Because I mean, like they've said in the statement, the AIDS Foundation saying that it's a positive that we can talk about this information and it's out in the open, but it's about the weaponization of that information and how that gets used that could be a negative.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.